I'm really excited. You know what I'm most excited for? The big event that I'm the most excited for is the Pride 48 breakfast.
That's going to be lovely.
It's going to be big. I think anyone who's actually in Vegas for that morning is planning on going. I mean, I seriously doubt anyone's saying, no, I won't do the breakfast.
Some have, but I believe we have 50 people right now.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's the reason why. I have always wanted to do one of the big fatty buffet breakfasts.
But you don't get up that early.
They start so early in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, I'm on vacay. I want to sleep in. So it's horrible because I really, one of the things I enjoy the most about Pride 48 is being able to interact with Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's going to be lovely.
It's going to be big.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1459 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of August, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got a list. Big Fatty, you've got a big old list. I just can't believe it. Hello, couponers. Big Fatty, we know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of participation in the weather forecast. Big Fatty, it's precipitation. So, anyway, but but anyway, we'll see. Y'all, did you have a good hump day? Big Fatty had a real good hump day. Y'all got lots done. And y'all, I went to bed. Oh, I don't know. I went to bed at a decent hour, but y'all, I woke up at what time was it? It's about 4:15 in the morning, and y'all, I was ready to get up. So I rolled over, and there was the. And I looked at it and it said 4:15. I said, no. So I went back to sleep. It was a good night's sleep, y'all, is all I got to say. And it was just lovely. Y'all, something I was going to tell you on yesterday's little show, but old Vader got a little long-winded yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to say. Y'all, I had a message on the cellular telephonic device, from the Comcast, and it says, "Mark Carter, we would like to upgrade your modem that you're leasing from us with one that can handle the new higher speeds we have in your area." Well, y'all, after the Horror Hotel, y'all, this is like the speed of light. So y'all, I can't imagine how much faster it's gonna get. But they should go to this website. It was the Comcast.com/device upgrade. Hey, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, you just put in your account number and your mailing address, and y'all, they're going to send me a new modem. There's no additional charge. And anyway, I'll be excited to see that. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Joey Bukkake, but that was not the Joey Bukkake show. No, y'all, that was the Greetings from Nowhere. That was Christina. I think Nicole was in a drunken stupor or something like that. I don't know where she was. But, Big Fatty, you know about drunken stupors, that's for sure. But, they were on there talking about the Brofkas, the big Pride 48 Brofkas. Big Fatty, if you're going to talk about Pride 48, play that music. Yeah, Gussie, y'all know you heard Joey Bukkake. You heard Joey. You heard Joey Bukkake say that we had 50 people. Y'all, we got 72 people signed up for the Brofkas on that Friday morning. And y'all, we got 94 people signed up on the list. Now, y'all, I got to tell you this. Podcasters, I think there are still some listeners out there that we don't know are coming. And I'm going to say this. We're at 94 people. And we're only going to set up 100 swag bags. So if they're not on our list, they should not be expecting to get a swag bag. So help us get that word out. And, you know, the Brofkas cutoff was yesterday. But, y'all, you might be able to squeeze a last-minute entry in there. But y'all get in touch with Joey Bukkake quick. And, y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention about that is I heard on the It's All About Jeremy a little show, they were talking about how people were going to be looking at their iPads and smartphones in the broadcast studio. Y'all, that's going to be a no Wi-Fi zone, so don't do it.
Dear Gussie, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it.
Y'all, Hyundai doing my lunch. I went over to the Von's East, and I did not get the penny coupon. It was for the toilet tissue. And y'all, you know, I've got so much toilet tissue. Y'all, it'll take me the rest of my life to shat it up and use up. Big Freddy, please. But y'all, I had to get my niece a birthday card. Got me some egg whites. They had the ground round on sale. Got some solid. Y'all, I got some Irish butter. I got that in honor of Myron, because you know he's from Ireland. And I thought I'd give that a try. I got a couple of onions. Y'all, they had the boneless chicken cutlets. I made some of those again Tuesday night with that that olive oil and seasoned butter stuff. Y'all, they're delicious. So I got some of those. They had the Oscar Mayer sliced meats on sale. I got me a couple of chicken bazooms, fried chicken bazooms for my lunch. It was lovely. I got me a boneless chuck roast, which I've got in the cracker pot right now. It's cooking. And y'all, I got a little blue cheese crumble, so I'm all set, y'all. I spent $56.92, and I saved $12.72. Big Freddy, that's lovely.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, my name is Boy Genius. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
My name is Boy Genius. And I like you and I like how you talk. It's really funny. And I'm gonna listen to it tonight. Bye.
Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Boy Genius. Dear sweet Gussie, you know that is Princess Hannah's. That is Princess Hannah's son. And Boy Genius, thank you so much for a big fan. He was just lovely to call and say hello. And so, Boy Genius, it's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, by the way, y'all, after Boy Genius called, then Princess Hannah called. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Princess Hannah. I'm sorry for the Boy Genius's cacophony voicemails, but he's young and you're fat, so I don't know. I hope all is well. I hope that you had fun. You were at the horror this week, right? Yeah. Still wish I could go home to Vegas, but it's just not in the cards this year. Love you. Bye. Oh, and he also wanted me to remind you that his exiting of the birth canal No, I won't go into more detail with him. It's September 6th, so he wanted me to let you know. And yes, there will be cake, Poodle.
Well, what a corner.
Love you both. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, well, y'all, that is Princess Hana. And Princess Hana, first of all, thank you so much for the voice letter from you and from the boy genius. Just lovely to hear your voice. And Princess Hana, I don't think I've got anything on my calendar for Friday, September the 6th. I'll have to double check that. But anyway, I'm sure if there's something important, I just can't recall it right off the top of my head. Beh, Fatty, you're silly.
Hello. Hey, Fabs, it's Bacon. Hey, Poodle. Okay, so I'm listening to Hello Wonkles, number one. I know I bought those brand new shoes, and I was having a waffle marathon in my shoes as I was walking down the street, and that was the middle of June. So I don't know what device I was listening to him on, but he was not on my mini pad. So I brought him up on my mini pad, and holy cow, I have like 19 podcasts to listen to. But I'm loving it. I love, I think I'm a Buddhist. Okay, so the other thing is birds. He's talking about birds right now. And boy, oh boy, don't get caught feeding the birds by Toppy. He'll kick your bleep. My niece ran away. She's 15. So everybody who's friends with me on Facebook, bear with me. It won't be all about her in the future. I'm done with work, so I won't be posting any crap about this hellhole either. Did I just say hellhole? I'm really getting vulgar in my old age. Anyway, I think that's all I had to say now. Back to Kelvin. All right, see you guys. And Vegas, 1 week, how many days? Well, I don't get there till Friday. Oh, that's right, Skeeter. I get there at the same time as Skeeter. Skeeter, look for me in the aeropuerto, Plano. That's Mexican for airport. Look for me, okay? I don't know if I'll be able to pick you out of the crowd, but okay, I think maybe I'll just wear a few strips of bacon over my head, right? Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, Miss Bacon. And y'all, I have made an executive decision. I love all the submissions that were sent to me to introduce calls from Miss Bacon, kind of like the Pineapple Princess, but, you know, we're not using that music anymore because that Kyle in the Hawaiian, he never calls us anymore. Beep, Fatty, I miss Kyle. But y'all, I've made an executive decision that I'm going to use the submission sent in by that Hat M as the official Miss Bacon music when we play her phone calls. Because, y'all, I loved all of them, but I just really think that one's, it's just got a little something extra. And it doesn't mean that I didn't care for the others, because I did, but I just made that executive decision. Now, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon mention that her niece had run away from home. Now, I was 15 years old, and y'all, this is not good. I am pleased to say that on Tuesday night, she was found and was brought home. And y'all, by the way, that is a B flat. Y'all, Stevie B sent me a twitty saying, the fat lady singing on Big Brother's Little Show, she's singing a B flat. Y'all, did you know that? We're delighted that your niece is back home, because y'all, that's just not a good thing for anyone. No, Big Fatty, that's just not good at all. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 29th of August, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for someone that doesn't listen to the BFO, but appears on the BFO from time to time, and y'all, this person has their own little show, and y'all, every time I listen to it, it just makes me kerfuffle, and y'all, it is none other than Noah from that PNS explosion. You recognize him over here on the BFO. He always says
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, Noah and Patrick, and sometimes Mr. Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo. You know, he's the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. They do that PNS explosion, and Big Freddy, it almost sounds vulgar. But, anyway, if you see him on the Twitter somewhere, make sure you wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Freddy, do you think the chairman of the board will make him a cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know Big Fatty got a scratch-off for the Wheel of Fortune for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I'm going to do the scratch-off today. What I have to do is match any of my letters to any of the wheel letters, and I'll win the prize shown, get a dollar sign, and I win the prize automatically and get a star symbol, and I win all 10 prizes. So y'all, here are my four letters. My letters are V for Vera. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. A W for Waylon up there on the Foul Monkeys. We've got a Z for Mr. Zed. Ready? And y'all, a T for Turniped. Okay, so y'all, we got Vera, Waylon, Mr. Zed, and Turniped. Big Freddy, it almost rhymes. So y'all, here we go. We're gonna scratch the wheel and see what we're gonna. We got a D, not a winner. We have got N, no winner there. We've got a Q, Big Freddy. There's a lot of those, but not a winner. We've got an M, not a winner, and we've got an X, Big Freddy. You need two more of those, and it'll be vulgar. Then we're going to go down here. There's 10 of them, y'all, for me to scratch. There's an S, no winner there. And we have got a G, not a winner. And then we have got, what is this, a J? Is that like the Haunt Cub? Something like that. And then there is a R, like Aussie Martinez. They're very much like that. And finally, it is an F, like fuck. Yeah, poodle, like fuck. Oh, Lord, not a winner. But anyway, thank you so much for at least giving Big Fatty a chance to get that shit all over the floor here in the Fat Cave. It's just lovely. Y'all, let's just see what I got here on my list. Oh, y'all, I got information. I got information earlier today that I was asked to pass along. Y'all, I don't know how many of you know about this or not, but that Gary in Albuquerque, I think he lives over there in Phoenix. I'm not 100% sure about that, but it says the other thing that happened this week, he sent me an e-letter. It says the other thing that happened this week, since you are not on the face space, happened in Albuquerque yesterday. The county that Albuquerque is in started issuing marriage licenses to, oh dear Gussie, to same-sex couples yesterday. When I got up in the morning, Mark and Ed had posted that they were getting married on the face space. I asked them if I could meet them at the courthouse for this great occasion. And so I attended their wedding in Albuquerque, and I think they would be okay with you announcing it. And y'all, he followed up and says, yes, they're okay with that, so congratulations. To Mark and Ed from It's All About Jarrah Me Little Show, y'all, the newlyweds will be following Big Fatty. That's just what they needed to hear. Just stress them out. Just stress them out. So anyway, Joey and Christina, what do you think about Big Fatty's little show?
That's gonna be lovely.
It's gonna be big.
Oh, it's always big and lovely.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.